Mikey, good to see you here at Donington. We're in a busy media centre. There's photography being done, there's filming being done. But just before the start of the season, 2 weeks we'll be back here and the season's started. You looking forward to it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can feel the buzz already from the drivers and the teams, of everyone eagerly waiting to get underway and wanting to, you know, put their brush off their winter rust and get racing again. So, yeah, here and loving all of the media duties as well, and just getting everything prepared and looking forward to starting a race in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Now, you had a pretty good season last year. You must have been pretty chuffed with how that went.
Yeah, I mean, you never know how well you're going to do coming into your rookie year in touring cars. But I think as far as first seasons go, it was a pretty decent year. I mean, wasn't expecting an outright pole position in my first year last year. And obviously being the only non-Napa driver to get that was pretty special. But, you know, besides that, there was more races finished in the points than there wasn't, and, you know, some top 10 appearances and a couple of three qualifyings in the top 10 as well. So, yeah, it was a shame to not get the Jack Sears title, but obviously hopefully we'll be a strong contender for that this year along with the independents.
That was nip and tuck, wasn't it, with Andrew last year for the Jack Sears?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few people that said to us at the beginning of the season that they thought that it could be between me and Andrew come the end of the season, and I was just going to try and stick at it and, you know, try and make myself be in contention for that. But yeah, it was a long season battle, and it wasn't just myself and Andrew. There was two or three other drivers as well that all led the points at different stages, and turned out to be really really hard fight. Yeah,
absolutely. What were your big learnings? What were the big things that you took away from last season?
Yeah, I mean, coming into something as competitive as this, I think just how aggressive you have to be at the beginning of the race, because after the first couple of laps, it's a lot harder to make passes once the race settles down and everyone's tyres come up to temperature and you're sort of getting in a bit of a rhythm. So I think, you know, trying to make passes when you can, you've really got to do. And I think last year, perhaps, I was a little bit cautious in some scenarios at the beginning of the race. So I try and toughen up a little bit this year and get my elbows out even more to try and withstand my ground.
Last year at Donington here in the wet, there was an amazing race, and I think you and Nick Hamilton were vying for sixth place, I think, wasn't it? Something like that. That must stick in the memory. Are you hoping for the wet again?
Well, not only fifth place, but it was the independence win as well. Yeah. So I'm not sure I was flavour of the month that day for kind of upsetting the fairy tale story there. But yeah, as it obviously, I'm driving for myself and it was my second race, so I was trying to get the independence win. But yeah, I mean, I'm not too fussed whether it's wet or dry. Yeah, we had most of our better races apart from that one in the dry last year. So I think I'd probably prefer it to be dry, but then the car still feels pretty good in the wet as well. So I think the key to it is to be prepared for whatever's thrown at you.
Yeah. How have things gone in pre-season testing? Have you had enough miles in the car?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a stronger position than I was this time last year, that's for sure. I mean, we've been a lot more ahead of the game with testing and you know, engine development and using the hybrid as well, getting a feel of that. And the car feels to be in an extremely good place. Like, you know, I know that all the cars are going to be pretty competitive anyway, so it's not going to be easy, but I think that we're going to definitely have a fight on our hands to contend for top 10s, top 5s and wins throughout the season.
Yeah. Have you had a chance properly to evaluate the new extra boost with the hybrid? Push to pass, it's being called. Somebody's referred to it like a DRS system. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been quite impressed so far with the feel you get from the hybrid and the extra power. I think, as a few other drivers have alluded to, it's not so much when you press the button, it's when you come off the button that you realise how much power you lose. When you come off it, you feel like you're suddenly deploying a parachute out the back, to be honest, when you come off the button. But I haven't really had a drag race with someone yet who's not using the hybrid whilst I've got the button pressed. So whether it's a push to pass or not, or just a slight advantage on the straight that puts you in a position to make a dive into the braking zone, I hope it's like that, because I think if it's too formalised, you might end up with overtakes that are on the straight that perhaps aren't so exciting. But I think the key to it is to give the car behind when the race does settle down and it's difficult to kind of get close to the car in front with the turbulent air and that it gives you that advantage down the straight to make an attack into the braking zone, which is obviously what's exciting.
And obviously with the now the tyre choices you have to make as well, that's going to shake things up and change strategies, isn't it? Change the way the races roll out.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm looking forward to the to the new tyre strategy rules, I think, more than anything this season. I mean, I really think that that's not being touched on enough as how much of a difference that's going to make to the racing, because we've got a couple of tracks this season where we're using the soft tyre as our prime tyre, but then the hard tyre is our option tyre. So there's quite a big disparity there between those two tyres. And when you've got race two where the top 10 are going to have to use the hard tyre, you're going to have cars starting outside the top 10 on the soft tyre with full hybrid. I mean, there's going to be a big performance difference there, and we're going to see a hell of a lot of overtaking on those circuits. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Particularly on things like the short laps. Now, you go around the Indy circuit at Brands Hatch, where the hybrid's going to give you maybe half a second advantage. I mean, that's going to be something to watch, isn't it? Never mind contend with behind the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fans are going to be in for a bit of a treat this year, to be honest. I mean, Brands Hatch Indy is usually exciting at the best of times, but yeah, around some of these shorter circuits, you are using the hybrid for pretty much 90% of the lap. You almost struggle to use all the hybrid allowance on these shorter tracks. So I think that the advantage you've got from the hybrid versus not having it is going to be greater on these smaller tracks, because it's not dissipated over the whole lap, if you see what I mean. So yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Where would you like to be by halfway through the season?
Halfway through the season, I'd like to be Jack Sears leader, independence leader, and have had a podium.
Very clear mission there, which is...
Yeah, it's not like I've set the bar too high or anything, but yeah, we'll give it a go.
No, but it's good to have. I mean, everybody should have things to aim for, and I think that's a really good way of doing it. What do you think is going to be the biggest challenges this year?
The biggest challenges... I think with a smaller grid, I think that the grid is full of quality this year. You might not have the quantity of some other years or last year, but I think that if you're a little bit off your game, you're not looking at being back in 15th, 16th. You could be on the back row, you know, if you have a poor qualifying. I think with this new qualifying system as well, that's going to be, you know, fantastic for Saturday, and it's going to make the Saturday, you know, almost as entertaining as some of the racing. But yeah, I mean, if you have a slightly off first session somewhere like Snetterton, where you're only really going to get two laps on a 10-minute session, yeah. And you know, with the way track limits is monitored nowadays, you know, you put a wheel over the curb on your first lap, and then you've set track limits off. You've now staring in the face of either not setting a lap time, or you've got one lap to try and nail it. So I think there's going to be some upset results in qualifying, that's for sure. And I think that could be one of the biggest challenges of navigating your way through the weekend this year.
I think you are absolutely right. Going to be some interesting team discussions before anybody goes out and turns a wheel, aren't there? Mikey, good to see you back again for this year. Have a really good season. Just before we finish, a little bit of traditional fun at the season start. I've got five secret questions, numbered 1 to 5. You have to choose two numbers between 1 and 5, and I'll ask you the questions.
Go for number 2 and number 5.
Number 2. Question number 2. What other sports are you good at, or would you like to be good at? I think you are a decent golfer, somebody said to me. Is that right?
Yeah, so I was nearly a professional golfer in my younger days. I was training to be a pro, and I was thought about maybe having a career at it, and then I realised just how damn tough it is to try and make some money at that sport. But yeah, I play off scratch at the moment, so that's a pretty high standard of golf. I'm quite handy on the dartboard as well. Do play a lot at home with my family and my younger brother particularly, so yeah, those are the two sports. Other than that, I'm not very good at anything else.
A little bird told me that you probably could have taken some money off Andrew Watson when you played recently. Didn't you beat him?
Yeah,
I should have
made out I was worse than I actually was, and I could have taken a lot of money off him if I'd hustled him a bit more.
Hustled him.
He knew what he was in for, and I did, yeah, pull his pants down.
So. Golf is the answer to that one. Good. And number 5, if you could have any road car, money no object, what would it be?
Oh, I find this question really tough because I'm not really that into my sports cars and hypercars and whatever. One of the models I do know that I won't mess up, probably the McLaren Senna. It's a pretty cool looking sports car, so yeah, that's my choice on that one.
I don't know how much shopping you get in the boot.
As long as I can get my golf clubs across the back seats, and that's probably only got 2 seats, isn't it? So.
Yeah, there you go.
It shows what my knowledge is like.
If you can get a set of golf clubs and a McLaren,
yeah, that's the tip. Yeah, there we go.
Excellent, Mike. You're really good to catch up with you. Have a great season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.